OpenAI goes public-private, Meta enters cloud, and privacy AI hits a billion. Good morning. It's Thursday, July 2nd, 2026. I'm your morning AI briefing, and today the story isn't just who's building the most powerful AI, it's who's trying to own it. Governments, incumbents, and privacy rebels are all making their moves at once. Let's get into it. The biggest headline this morning. OpenAI has reportedly offered the U.S. government a 5% equity stake in the company to ease political pressure from Washington. This comes after President Trump said in June that Americans should be partners in this AI revolution. CNBC broke the story overnight. If it goes through, this would be the first time a private AI lab handed equity directly to a federal government, a genuinely historic precedent. It signals that the cost of operating at the frontier now includes a seat at the political table. Meanwhile, Meta is making a different kind of power play. Bloomberg reported overnight that Meta is developing plans to launch a full cloud business, selling access to its AI computing infrastructure and models to outside customers. That puts Meta squarely in competition with AWS, Google Cloud, and Microsoft Azure. Meta has spent billions on GPU clusters and data centers, and this would let them monetize that infrastructure directly. If they pull it off, it changes the cloud landscape in a significant way. On the enterprise front, ServiceNow's $2.85 billion acquisition of Moveworks is drawing renewed attention this morning, with analysts calling it a landmark deal for AI-powered workflow automation. Moveworks built a sophisticated AI assistant layer for enterprise IT and HR operations. ServiceNow is betting that adding that capability supercharges its platform and positions it as the go-to AI operating system for large companies. For anyone in enterprise software, this acquisition is a signal about where the consolidation is heading. In startup news, Venice.ai hit unicorn status after raising $65 million at a $1 billion valuation. Venice is a privacy-first AI platform. It runs models locally on device, stores no user data, and offers uncensored access to open-source LLMs. 3 million users, $70 million in revenue. Zero user data collected. That combination of numbers is striking. In a world where every major AI lab is scrutinized for data practices, Venice is betting there's a huge market for AI that simply doesn't look at your data. Across the Atlantic, Anthropic got a significant break from Washington. The U.S. Commerce Department lifted export controls on several of Anthropic's Claude models, referred to internally as Claude Fable 5 and Mythos 5. Potentially reopening international market access, just as the company is reportedly setting up an IPO path valued near $1 trillion. Regulatory relief at this scale is rare and suggests the administration is selectively rewarding certain AI players with market access. And finally, Canada is moving to put public money directly into AI companies. Canada's AI minister, Evan Solomon, told the Beta Kit podcast that Ottawa is weighing a role as lead investor in Canadian AI funding rounds, a direct sovereign intervention to keep homegrown AI talent and infrastructure inside Canadian borders. It's the same instinct driving OpenAI's government stake offer, but from the other direction. The thread connecting all of these stories today is simple. AI is no longer a technology sector story. It's a geopolitical and infrastructure story. Governments want equity. Cloud giants want compute revenue. Enterprise software wants to lock in the automation layer. And consumers want AI that doesn't harvest their data. Every one of these moves is a bet on where power concentrates in the next 5 years. Today's business idea, launch a compliance and advisory firm specifically for AI companies navigating government equity and export control negotiations. OpenAI's stake offer and Anthropic's export relief both required specialized counsel at the intersection of tech, national security, and securities law. And that expertise is extremely scarce. A boutique firm with two or three former Commerce Department and SEC officials could command premium retainers from every frontier AI lab in the next funding cycle. The regulatory complexity is only going up from here. That's your morning AI briefing for July 2nd, 2026. Stay sharp out there.